Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hello and welcome to Mamma Mia Recaps. This is the show where we chat about everything to do with Married at First Sight, Australia's most unsuccessful dating show. I am Claire Stevens and I'm joined by my twin sister, Jessie. Jess, you're still not in the office. Where are you?
Look, I'm not. I was in Japan. I was trying to wrangle the people. I was running down the streets going, Hayley, toothbrush, what do you think of Kathy and Josh? And I wasn't getting the responses I was after. And then what happened was I went into quarantine. So I'm at the tail end of 2 weeks in self-isolation, which has been interesting. I have still been watching Married at First Sight, of course. I've been really across it. It would appear that I might have, although I'm not sick, I think that if we're watching Married at First Sight, where there does appear to be the spread of a mysterious illness that started weeks ago, then of course Chris fell sick. And then this week we had Michelle lose her voice, Kathy sick. I think it's best if we all self-isolate for 2 weeks just to curb the spread of this illness. That, I mean, the fact that Kathy was clearly sick and she decided to go to Newcastle and touch people she didn't know, I've got opinions about that. Some of us have to be responsible, and that's what I'm doing. I'm in self-isolation. I'm in a cupboard. But what we've learned from the last few weeks is that nothing will stop, you know, a little chat about Married at First Sight. Nothing can stop it. And that's a lesson for us all, I think.
It won't. And we did decide that this was the week. Look, it's been weeks and weeks of everybody on Married at First Sight getting sick. And it has sort of increased alongside the news about COVID-19. And we did talk, can we make a joke? Probably not the right time to make a joke. We made the joke. We're calling it COVID-19 MAFS.
Capital FS. I do think, I mean, there's a time and a place to make a joke. The coronavirus isn't funny because people are dying and I'm personally in self-isolation, which isn't ideal. And that's not funny.
Anyway, look, there's a lot to talk about with coronavirus, but that is not why we're here. We're here to talk about the week that was. And the first thing I want to talk about, Jess, is the commitment ceremony on Sunday night where the experts were called out publicly. So Trish, when she goes to the commitment ceremonies, her one job is to say, how's the intimacy, but also how is your intimacy going? And also, but how about the intimacy in your relationship? How's it progressing?
There's also tell me about the intimacy. How's the intimacy? Talk to me about the intimacy. There are different ways that she does say that question, and she practices before in front of the mirror so that she doesn't get it wrong. And she does do it a few times in this episode, and you can see the relief on John Aiken's face, on Mel's face, that she has remembered her bit, because we know that that's not assured. Sometimes she doesn't remember her bit.
Sometimes she goes to sleep.
Exactly. Sometimes she goes, and she does go to sleep during this episode, in fairness, but there are times when she does perform her duties. And she, of course, asks Alex and Ivan, how's the intimacy? And everyone's very relieved, but Ivan doesn't like it because he says he's not here for sexual therapy, which is really rude because Trish is therefore redundant. And she decides that this is the hill she's willing to die on. We've not seen her passionate or, I mean, moderately interested in anything this season, but she does become quite conscious, quite animated, and defensive is how I'd describe it. And then she just starts basically yelling. Her head is spinning 360 degrees. How's the intimacy? How's the intimacy? How's the intimacy? And Mel has to calm her because she knows when she gets overexcited, she goes to sleep. So Mel says, okay.
Ivan, it's feeling a little hostile, actually. You know, you use the term an adult film when talking about, you know, sex within an intimate relationship.
And then Ivan, of course, says that he's feeling pressure, mostly because there is explicit pressure being placed on them to not only have sex, but tell the experts and by extension, their families and the country and all generations, present and future, about where they're putting their genitals and when and how they're feeling about it.
So Mel gets very upset and basically says, how dare you have standards when you've agreed to go on this show? You are agreeing to talk about all the things. I want to know where your penis has been. I want to know where your penis wants to go. But Alex Navan stand their ground, and Australia did quite like that. Australia went, hey, yeah, why do they have to explicitly talk about their sex life? But then Lizzie tried to call them out and be like, guys, you really have to be open.
Not full respect for the experiment, Lizzie. Not respect for the experiment. You're the one who, and she does get upset later on when someone suggests that her last experience was a disaster. And she's like, just because my fake husband faked a funeral and then made derogatory comments about my body and my soul doesn't mean it was a disaster. But I want to stay on Yvonne and Alex because, darling Yvonne, although, you know what? I'm retracting Darling Yvonne.
Look, let's keep in the tone of Darling Yvonne, and then at the end there'll be a plot twist.
There will be a plot twist, but Darling Yvonne is heartbroken. So he takes Alex to his home where he would like her to know that he's very rich and affluent, and he has lots of things such as a metal chair next to his bed, but also a doona cover and some neighbourhood bin chickens, which he's quite proud of. It's awkward because he doesn't have a home cinema, which Michael obviously does, so the contrast is quite bleak. And he tells Alex that he has a bit of a surprise for her, which she is quite excited about. She puts on her eyeshadow, breaks open a new palette, I'm sure, a new outfit, some new underwear, perfume, everything, the whole getup. And as Bogans, you and I think I can speak for both of us when I say I thought they'd be going to Centrepoint Tower.
Yeah, or like one of those restaurants at Darling Harbour.
Oh, a bit of a fish and chips restaurant.
No. The one that like Hurricanes, like, you know, one of the
Meat Along Pizza, maybe.
Yeah, like I thought it'd be something like that, but instead, Alex comes out. He uncovers her eyes, and there you go. There's a meat plate.
The surprise was a little mezze plate, and I'm like, never blindfold me again, please.
For God's sake, Yvonne. This is ridiculous. Why did I waste my makeup on this? This is atrocious. What we have a view of is a swamp. I don't know why so many people have swamps in their backyards, but Yvonne definitely has a view of a swamp and 17 bin chickens.
She wasted primer on salami, which is something, maybe some prosciutto, but honestly, I didn't even see that. I think it's ham and Devon on that plate. And I mean, that's something a lot of women can relate with. It's a modern day tragedy, and you can see how upset she is that that's been wasted. She finds it difficult to express that. And to me, at least, that was a justifiable turning point in their relationship where she goes, I have had an epiphany. I thought you were okay, but it turns out I don't want your penis anywhere near me. And of course, then he takes her to a fake open house where he's like, be my assistant. I'll even let you put the sign in the ground. And she's like, this doesn't feel like a fun activity. I don't want it. And Yvonne is like, I think you might want it later, so I'll just be here. And she's like, no, I don't want the metal chair. I don't want.
He says, why don't we go to Perth? Why don't we go to your home visit? We'll go back to your natural environment. And it's like, Yvonne, she's not a zoo animal.
She's not a gorilla.
Back in her natural environment, things aren't going to be fine, sweetie.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
And staying on the Yvonne-Alex train, then we get to the dinner party.
To the big sex lie.
To the big fat sex lie. So we're getting some weird hints from Michael. Michael wants to start some shit, like, good on him. That's kind of his full-time job. But he says that he's going to bring up some lies at the dinner party about, like, and how Alex and Yvonne have actually slept together and they're being dishonest. And he says it's bro code. It's like, what? No, how?
Okay, pause. Did you feel like when Michael was talking about these things that you felt love for Michael? Because I thought I hated Michael because I think he's a dishonest person, but I've never felt such affection for a human being as when he said, I know things and I'll be sharing them.
I felt profound gratitude for his commitment to the experiment and his commitment to getting the gossip to the Australian people.
I just thought he was the hero that we needed in this episode. And so they go to the dinner party, there's something going on. And then
before we sit down for dinner, can we just acknowledge Yvonne's comfort eating? I'm like, so true. I won the cheese platter.
Then they go and sit down and a conversation arises about intimacy and whether or not Alex and Yvonne have had the intercourse. What is your personal opinion regarding their potential sex life? Go.
We haven't talked about this, and I have to say, I don't know. I'm really annoyed. Why is it so complicated? I think maybe they did, and Alex doesn't want her parents to know.
Yeah, they absolutely had sex because Yvonne, of course, told his good friends Joshua and also Michael.
Maybe he was also just starting shit. I don't know anymore.
I know. I believe he was also starting shit, but you can start shit. Two things can be true. You can start shit but have also been having intercourse for weeks. And I think that's what we're seeing here is that, in the words of Josh, they've been rooting like rabbits. So I do think that they've been having lots of sex. I can understand Alex didn't want that to be public. She's doing a lie about it. But I think the truth is probably that they had sex. But bury the lead. You know, I thought that's what this episode was about. And I was like, oh, I mean, this is interesting, Michael, but have you got any more? And then he says, hold my beer because I do have more. And he sits with his good friends, Michelle and Steve, who have had a great comeback, by the way. He says, friends, she's got a boyfriend.
Alex has come in and she was on a date with some other bloke in Sydney.
How weird is the scene where Michelle's like, she looks really guilty and she's like, they met at a Serbian event.
And Michelle, why were you at the Serbian event?
I think she's Serbian.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. But she also then says that the Serbian man that Alex met probably has a small penis and then can't stop laughing. And I'm like, Michelle, you're definitely complicit. But anyway, Alex then completely denies that, says it didn't happen. She was out with a girl. I don't know where to land on that.
That's not good enough. We're the commentators. We're here for the people. I'm going to need you to be definitive about whether or not she went on a date with Ben. Go.
I think maybe no. I think Michael was just making that part up. What do you think? Did it happen? I don't know.
Yes, it happened, you idiot. It definitely happened because of her response. She didn't sort of outright deny it. I believe that she came home. I believe that there was a woman there too and that this Ben character was there. I feel in my guts that she did meet someone who, because there was that scene where she was on her phone from the other night, and I was like, I just feel like there's something happening there. There's a bit of a text and scandal, just not sexy texts. I think that, yes, she did probably go and meet up with this guy a few times. And, yeah, that means I trust Michael, which, you know, everything. I had this moment where I realized at the beginning of the episode, Yvonne was a victim. Actually, Alex was the victim. First off, Alex was the victim of her own feelings. Then suddenly, Yvonne became the victim of Alex's feelings. And then out of nowhere, Michael and Josh became the victims because Yvonne manipulated them. I was like, I can't.
All I want is to go back and watch it and see if he was actually winking at them.
He was. He had these like little facial expressions at them, like, and he kept smiling and nodding at them. So that's absolutely legit. Like, he definitely set it up so that they would bring up, I don't think it was to get Alex back. I think it was dumber than that. I think it was just like, I want everyone to know we've been sleeping together. And then he changed his mind halfway through. But that was, I mean, it was so scandalous, wasn't it?
Imagine trying to explain to a non-maths fan what is happening. It's like this couple had sex, we think, we don't know. We think they had sex. And then the guy said that they didn't, but he told his friends to say that they did. And the girl's also denying it. So both members of the couple are denying it, but other people are saying they did, and the man kept winking. Like,
so that he looked good. But also she's dating a Serbian guy named Ben. That's a whole other storyline.
Who may or may not be a 50-year-old restaurant owner. I don't understand.
And we're trusting Michael, who cheated on his wife and lied about it literally like 2 weeks ago.
And he seems like the moral compass of this season now.
Exactly. I love it. There's so much going on. There's so much to talk about. But that's all we have time for today. What you can do is go and read our recaps. Very comprehensive, lots of analysis, images, etc. So go on to mummia.com.au and read them. They drop as soon as the episode finishes. And of course, you can join our Married at First Sight LOLs group, full of the LOLs, and just, you know, continue the discussion. We want to know what you make of it and your theories. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been really fun chatting to you from my cupboard in quarantine. Claire, hope all is well.
Yes, and I just want everyone to know, no matter what happens with global health, we'll be here.
Exactly. We're here for the people. All right, great. Good to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.